KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the 61st Annual Tournament of Champions will be teeing off this morning at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and we'll have full tournament coverage this weekend for you here on KJAN. Club champions and runners-up in championship, match play, senior, and super senior divisions from clubs around the state are invited to participate in the annual event. Past champions of the TFC receive a lifetime invitation, and top 25 finishers from last year's event are also invited back. That tournament is a 54-hole, three-day event, play beginning with the first tee times at 8:30 this morning. Among those on the tee to start the tournament this morning at 8:30, Zach Christensen and Jeff Goody, both of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, along with Jay Small of Deer Run Golf Club and Carter Truitt of Otter Creek Golf Club. The defending champion Derek Jacobson will be in the second grouping, going off at 8:40 this morning. A play will continue Saturday with the same schedule. Sunday, players will start from both hole 1 and 10 to allow for an afternoon finish. The senior division includes golfers 50 and over, and the super senior division is a 65 and over. Last year's winner of the championship division was Derek Jacobson. The Atlantic native finished with a weekend total of 2 under par 205. He shot rounds of 68, 69, and 68 on the weekend to grab the win. Past champion Matt Warish was runner-up with a 1 under par 206. Zach Christensen was also part of that tight race last year, finishing third at even par 207. That trio was tied through the 16th hole on the final day before Jacobson birdied 17 to grab the advantage. Darren Baker was the senior division champion in 2018. He shot a 12 over 219 for the tourney title last year. He won by two strokes over Daryl Armstrong. The 2018 Super Senior Division champion was John Wilmore. He shot a 2 over par 209 for the weekend to beat out Arnie Leistad by one shot. Playing in his first year of the Super Senior Division, he shot rounds of 68, 69, and 72, and that added to his previous titles in the other two divisions. We'll have coverage of that Tournament of Champions all weekend long here on KJAN. Reports scattered throughout the day, Friday and Saturday, and then full coverage of the final round finish on Sunday afternoon. We'll start that a little after 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and we'll have our first reports just after the first group tees off about 8:35 this morning here on KJAN. Well, Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley says the Panther offense will feature a talented but thin receiving core this season. Jalen James returns for his senior season, and sophomore Isaiah Weston will be counted on after missing all of last season with an injury.
He will come back off that knee injury from last year, had all the hype going into the season, and he ACL'd in the third practice last year, and he's just anxious to be back out there, and Isaiah Weston is... You know, we're fortunate to have him. The future is huge when you look how many years he has left to play. So, but you got Jalen. And then at the slot right now, Deion McShane is that slot position that we all saw last year that we played as a true freshman.
Farley says the defense will be anchored by a pair of standout tackles. Juniors Jared Brinkman and Tim Butler actually wrestled each other in the state championship as prep standouts.
Those two wrestled against each other for the state championship, okay, as they're coming through. Just two hard-nosed, bull-charging two tackles, typically what you want. They're as wide as they are tall, they're as tough as they are as anything else, and those two are really have put a personality into the defensive front.
Panthers will open up August 31st at Iowa State. New Drakehead football coach Todd Stepsis says the Bulldogs have added confidence as they get ready for a new season. The Bulldogs finished 7-4 a year ago and finished with an eye on an eye-opening near upset of Iowa State. After serving as defensive coordinator, Stepsis is getting ready for his first season as the head coach.
And when you step on the field against a team that was 24th in the country, in the Big 12, and then to be able to play with those guys, to control the line of scrimmage like we did, to be able to tackle and to be able to run and catch like we did, that did nothing but enhance our confidence. So as a coaching staff now, we've just been fanning the flame, because right now it's burning hot.
Stepsis says the Iowa State game was a good lesson for his team.
They know now that we can go into any game against any opponent and we can get the job done. So that game, it has done a ton for our psyche and our attitude and our energy for sure.
Stepsis says there'll be a new look on offense this season when the Bulldogs open up their season August 31st at North Dakota. In NFL news, Jacoby Myers caught two touchdown passes in an impressive preseason debut, and the New England Patriots drubbed the Detroit Lions 31-3 last night. Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford didn't play, and plenty of other key players were also spectators, but Myers stood out for New England. The undrafted rookie caught scoring passes from Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham in the second quarter. Also in NFL preseason play last night, LeSean McCoy resting and Frank Gore limiting to two series. Rookie running back Devin Singletary got the Buffalo Bills off to a running start in their preseason opening 24-16 win over the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts struggled on offense while sitting out numerous starters, including starting quarterback Andrew Luck. Lamar Jackson directed two scoring drives in three possessions, and the Baltimore Ravens defense throttled Jacksonville backup quarterback Gardner Minshew in a 29-0 preseason victory. Baker Mayfield was nearly perfect in Cleveland's preseason opener. He threw a touchdown pass in his only series as the Browns beat the Washington Redskins 30-10 in Freddie Kitchens' debut as head coach. Odell Beckham Jr., the Browns' big offensive pickup, didn't play. Josh Rosen threw for 191 yards and directed three scoring drives of more than 60 yards to help the Miami Dolphins win their exhibition opener against the Atlanta Falcons 34-27. The Philadelphia Eagles rested Carson Wentz, only to lose his backup. Nate Sudfeld left the sideline on a cart after injuring his left arm on a late hit in the second quarter in Philadelphia's 27-10 loss to the Tennessee Titans. Also last night, the New York Giants beat the New York Jets 31-22, Green Bay over Houston 28-26, Carolina topping Chicago 23-13, Seattle over Denver 22-14, Arizona beat the LA Chargers 17-13. Tonight, Tampa Bay is at Pittsburgh, Minnesota is at New Orleans. In other NFL news, an attorney suing the NFL over the failure to call a crucial penalty in a January playoff game disputes claims that allowing the lawsuit to proceed would lead to a burdensome flood of further such suits over game outcomes. Anthony Lamon filed his response Thursday to the league's attempt to block the lawsuit at Louisiana's Supreme Court. It notes that no other such suits are pending in state court in New Orleans where the suit was filed, and it says the circumstances in the playoff game are unique. At issue is the official's failure to flag a Los Angeles Rams player for an illegal hit on a New Orleans Saints receiver at a key point in the playoff game. The Rams won the game and advanced to the Super Bowl. Elsewhere around the league, Dallas Cowboys defensive end Robert Quinn has been suspended for the first two games of the regular season for violating the NFL's ban on performance enhancers. Quinn was acquired in a trade with Miami in the offseason. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to terms with veteran cornerback Morris Claiborne on a one-year deal to fortify their backfield. It'll take a bit, though. Claiborne is suspended four games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jordy Mercer's two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning gave the Detroit Tigers a 10-8 win over the Kansas City Royals. Travis DeMeritt led off the ninth with his third walk of the game and moved to second on a sacrifice bunt by Jake Rogers before the game-winning home run. In other American League action, the Yankees beat Toronto 12-6, Boston over the LA Angels 3-0, Cleveland 7-5 over Minnesota. A light schedule in the National League saw Miami beat Atlanta 9-2, the Cubs over Cincinnati 12-5, San Francisco shut out Philadelphia 5-0, San Diego over Colorado by a 9-3 final. In other baseball news, Cleveland Indians ace Corey Kluber pitched three innings in a minor league rehab start on Thursday, the most significant outing since a line drive broke his right forearm 3 months ago. Kluber, who was hit May 1st in Miami, allowed two home runs and threw 41 pitches for AAA Columbus in a game against Pawtucket. He struck out two, walked one, and retired the final five batters that he faced. The two-time Cy Young Award winner remains hopeful that he can return to Cleveland's rotation yet this season. The Chicago White Sox will play a game against the New York Yankees next August at the site in Iowa where the movie Field of Dreams was filmed. The White Sox will play host to the Yankees in Dyersville on August 13th. A temporary setup of 8,000 seats will be built on the site to accommodate the first major league game ever played in Iowa. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports. 13th, a temporary setup of 8,000 seats will be built on the site to accommodate the first major league game ever played in Iowa. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.